In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, and a very warm welcome to Drama Jam Network News. A special ceremony was held in Tehran to celebrate the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, the beloved daughter of the Prophet Muhammad. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was present in the ceremony. Later, Ayatollah Khamenei told participants that tendency towards Islam is all around the corner, and that's why the materialistic quest has been left mixed up. The leader said the Islamic Revolution has stood up to colonial wills of the West, and its signature slogan, "Down with the US," has found its way into other countries. Ayatollah Khamenei said all attempts to mislead the revolution have failed, and that will be the case for the future as well. The leader added, critical views need to be put forward in a way to solve problems, not to weaken the management.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution says the White House rulers are now the most hated rulers on earth. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the remark at a gathering marking the Women's Day in Iran, which is on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatima, the noble daughter of Holy Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Supreme Leader said the White House rulers have now turned into the most resented rulers in the world, with the Death to America slogan becoming the most popular slogan. Ayatollah Khamenei said the recent attack on Islam and Holy Prophet of Islam is a sign of Islam's influence and attraction and the Western government's horror of this phenomenon. He pointed out that the tendency towards the message of Islam and the noble household of Prophet Muhammad is now obvious to everybody. And due to this reason, the rulers of Western materialistic powers have become desperate. The Supreme Leader added that Iran's Islamic Revolution has proved to be the invincible in the face of all the conspiracies. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to stress that solidarity and unity are the key to the country's success. Meanwhile, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad highlighted the significant role of women in the society and underlined that any deviation in human society results from ignoring this role. Addressing a ceremony on the occasion of Mother's Day in Iran, the president referred to Western societies and said women have lost their real status in the West. Ahmadinejad reminded that according to statistics, a high percentage of people in Western countries live alone or with their pets and are deprived of warm family relations. He said, in Western countries, they have conditioned women to fulfill humiliating roles and that the arrogant powers want to do the same in the Iranian society. The president added that instead, Iran has uplifted the status of women and has proved them with suitable grounds to find their real position in the society. Ahmadinejad also appreciated the key role of Iranian women in raising brave generations who would sacrifice their lives to defend their country and honor at any time. A report by our colleagues from the Young Journalist Club. Happy Mother's Day. Now, Israeli troops killed two Palestinians in a pre-dawn raid Tuesday in the West Bank town of Nablus, threatening to unravel the Israeli-Palestinian truce just days after it took effect. Medical sources identified the men killed as a senior member of the Islamic Jihad group named Tariq Abu Ghali and a 21-year-old Palestinian university student. The Islamic Jihad resistance movement confirmed the deaths and vowed to revenge. Now, in a statement, the group said the response to this atrocity will be in the heart of the Zionist entity. In retaliation, Palestinian fighters fired a mortar shell into Israel from northern Gaza. Reportedly, no one was hurt in the incident.
Minister Ghulam Hossein Nozari says the crude market has enough material to meet the growing demand. He told reporters any rise in output is out of the question. On the peace pipeline project, he said the question of transit fees has been removed to a large extent, adding its contract will be finalized in 1 month. Nozari said Iran has entered talks with China to construct a refinery there. He added similar talks are underway with Indonesia and Malaysia, voicing readiness for the same projects in Europe. As for sanctions, he said the anti-Iran move helped the indigenous petroleum technology grow. He added refineries of phases 9 and 10 of the South Pass are totally Iranian in designing and equipment. National Consensus has said a strong no to U.S. proposals which came in the form of a security pact for Iraq. Iran's ambassador to Baghdad, Hassan Kazemi Rumi, told the media corps that Iran is an independent country acting on its own, rejecting reports of Tehran's interference in the contentious pact. He said Iran has backed democratic procedures in post-Saddam Iraq from the very start, adding it was all there despite the blame game the enemy played to torpedo Tehran's backing. Kazemi Rumi also dismissed support by Iran for armed militia in Iraq. Iran stands 22nd in the world in terms of nanotechnology. According to the statistics released by the International Association of Nanotechnology, Iran gained the ranking after registering 5 inventions in the organization in 2007. Among regional countries, it was Turkey, which registered 1 invention after Iran. Iran's achievement in speedy presentation of articles on nanotechnology gained momentum in 2000.